how do we share intimacy beyond woundology? I think here it's very valuable to take a look at the fact that we are very embarrassed, uncomfortable, and filled with shame about two things. And we can't win for losing the way we've set up the situation. We are ashamed of being powerless, and we're ashamed of being powerful. We have nowhere to go. And I think what you realize is, as you look at why you share your wounds with people as a form of intimacy, what you realize is you're trying to control them because you need to control people and events in your life to feel safe. The more you can focus on, I am a control addict, and I need to love this person enough to let them call me if they want or not, or be what they need to be. I need to focus on my liberation from my insecurity of being alone, that aloneness is not a bad thing, and that, in fact, I may not be alone, but even if I have to be alone, it's not a bad thing. I need to enter the fear of abandonment and aloneness and challenge its control over me so that I will say to this fear, come have dinner with me. Come let me know you. Walk me through you. Teach me what you need to teach me so that I'm not afraid of you anymore. Do I need to be alone for a year to get to know you? All right, I'll do it. Do I need to be alone for a week? I don't know what it is, but I can't let you have authority over me and control the rest of my life because you're contaminating the way in which I interact with you. And so long as I am afraid of being alone, I will control others. I will manipulate. I will lie. I will do anything I can to have authority over other people. Come have dinner with me, fear of being alone. Let me know you. That's how you create healthy intimacy. You won't bond with woundology if you can challenge and have dinner with the fear of being alone. Okay.